The leader, who had known nothing but the freedom of the plains, was stripped of his horse and gun. Then, 4 months later, on September 5th, 1877, believing he was going to a meeting with the commander of Fort Robinson, Crazy Horse was led past an armed guard to the doorway of a building. Inside was a small barred cell, 3 feet wide by 6 feet tall. Crazy Horse resisted. A soldier thrust a bayonet into his back. That night, as Crazy Horse lay dying, he told his father, "Tell the people, it is no use to count on me anymore." Crazy Horse was laid to rest near the creek called Wounded Knee.